Are you ready? It's time for On the Double with the Double S Express. Great sports talk and big-time guests with Sean Wally and Sean Boyd on the Double with the Double S Express.
Good evening, everybody. Sean Wally alongside Sean Boyd. Show number 16 on the Double with the Double S Express. As we bring in Sean Boyd to the show all the way from Hawaii.
Hey, welcome, welcome. As I should say, mahalo or aloha from Honolulu.
Now, a great show on tap here for you tonight. Not only is Sean in Hawaii, his first ever trip there, but we will have one of our big-time guests on from the islands later this evening.
Yes, one of our big-time guests, of course, is head coach from Chaminade University. That is Eric Bovaird. He'll be on and talking some basketball coming up with the college basketball season in a couple of months.
That's right. And he and your son are the reason you are in Hawaii, as your son, Devon Boyd, gets set to embark on college basketball, on scholarship, going to school, having a great time, books and basketball, Devon.
Yes, you know, and I can tell you, Chaminade University is everything that we expected it to be. And, of course, being here and on the beaches of Waikiki, getting a chance to, you know, to work on the tan, if you will. But enjoying the finer things, you know, the surf, the waves, the trade winds, as they call them out here, a nice breeze that comes through from time to time. It is definitely paradise.
So since this is your first trip to the Hawaiian Islands, what do you most take away as you unfortunately head back to California tomorrow?
Well, you know, I take away that it's a relaxed atmosphere and it is definitely paradise. I mean, it doesn't matter where you go on the island. There is something that your eyes will behold and cherish for the rest of your life. As far as the, you know, the college is concerned, Chaminade University, it is just the gem of all gems as far as the institution and the school is concerned. Great things happening at that university. I am so excited that my son made the decision to go to school, and we backed him 100% and going to Chaminade. The coaching staff, the faculty, the students all around, we are just excited to have our child out here going to Chaminade University.
And rumor is we might have a few listeners on the Hawaiian Islands or even farther out.
Yes, you know, there we have listeners from Honolulu here on the island of Oahu, and as far as Guam, I am hearing that are connecting and listening to the Double S Express.
So are you saying the Double S Express are going international tonight?
Man, we are going international, taking another step towards greatness, Mr. Wally.
Well, that is fabulous. That is an awesome adventure we're embarking on, and it's great to be heard in Guam tonight. Hello, if you are listening in Guam, in Hawaii, in Washington, California, anywhere you may be listening, Louisiana, thanks so much for supporting the Double S Express.
Yeah, you know, of course, callers, you know, we offer callers to call in from time to time, and we've had callers calling in from Kansas and, you know, just all around. So it's a great feeling to know that the name brand is getting out there. And so, but at the same time, we want to make sure that we're bringing a great product. And so, and if we are, please let us know. Or if we're not, please let us know as well. But we're trying to bring you the best sports all the time, Double S style.
And you can follow us at Double S Express with no E, Double S X P R E S S on Twitter. Also, our Facebook page, the same. And our website, double-s-express.com, has our contact information for emails and how to get a hold of the Double S. Talk about the show, talk about what's good, talk about what you want to hear as we bring you this show every Monday night and on demand 24/7, double-s-express.com.
That's right. And so, you know, again, all those things, please come to our website, give us a call, send us emails, anything you can, because, again, we're bringing you great sports talk.
And, of course, it is the week that college football gets rolling. So a big week for football all over with pro, college, getting set to fire up.
Yeah, college football all around. And, of course, you know, it's in the air. And even over here in Honolulu, the University of Hawaii is taking on USC. So the men of Troy are on the island, and they're playing this, I believe, this Saturday. And so this Thursday. The kickoff is this Thursday. So that should be a great game. Traffic should be hectic, to say the least. But so if you're looking to get to the game early if you're on the island here.
Let's go on out to the phone lines and welcome in big-time guest number one, former University of Washington, amazingly great wide receiver, Mario Bailey. Mario, thanks so much for joining us for a second time.
Yes, sir.
Hey, welcome to On the Double with the Double S Express once again, man. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing tonight?
Great, man. Thanks for being on the show once again. A big, big week this weekend for the University of Washington taking on Boise State and Montlake.
Yes, sir. 5 days till kickoff till we get this first W.
So you're very confident with the Washington Huskies taking care of business, of course. Boise State coming in ranked 19th in the country. Does Coach Sark have these guys ready to go right out the gate?
I think so. You know, we have a clear advantage whenever we have a game at home. And now that we're opening up a new stadium, probably one of the top, if not the top in the country, that I don't like to take the 12th man from the Seahawks, but that 12th man in the stadium and in the state of Washington is going to give us a clear advantage in this opening game.
So give us a little bit of give us a vision here, if you will, because they're still going to be running out of the tunnel. What was it like, you know, preparing for the games and having Don James, you know, and all the coaching staff and the players, you know, giving the pep talks in the locker room? What is it like running out of that tunnel the first game of the season?
Well, the tunnel is one of those things that the opposing opponent is always going to remember more than anything. The intensity, the yelling, the screaming, it feels like it's an earthquake when you're coming out that tunnel. And once you get outside the tunnel, it's even more monstrous. But looking at the new stadium with no track between the stands and the fans, and the field, it's going to be even more intimidating for the opponent.
Mario, in terms of the new stadium, I know at the very least you've seen pictures of that gorgeous venue, and it's almost night and day compared to what you played with at the original Husky Stadium. And, you know, I noticed on Twitter that you saw, thanks to, you know, everybody's good buddy in Seattle, Dave Softy Mahler with KJR, that you've got a banner at the stadium. How does that feel?
That's one of those feelings you can't describe. You know, I kind of said before, like, in the moment, you don't appreciate it. You don't appreciate what you're going through. But the older you get and you look back in the memories and seeing old teammates and as years pass, you appreciate it so much more. That banner is one of those things that my mom, she wanted to go see. And she took my family on a tour and they went to go see it. But it's one of those things that, you know, if I have grandchildren, hopefully not anytime soon, but if I have grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and that's one of those things that lasts forever. So it's an unbelievable and humbling, and I'm just honored to be one of the ones chosen to be on there.
Mario, there's so many dimensions on the field in terms of team success. What do you think some of the most important for the 2013 version of the Huskies is?
Well, I just think, you know, I don't know the team. I'm not that close with this year's team, but I've heard that they're a close-knit bunch, and as long as they're together, I just have a feeling that we're going to be great. Like I said, we have a decisive advantage when we're playing at home, so our biggest thing is going to be to get those road victories, win the games that we're supposed to win, and be in the games that maybe we're not chose to win. But we'll definitely go undefeated at home. I think this new stadium is going to be a big, big push for us. So If we can win the road games, we're going to be in a good position this year. Hopefully, we're always going to be undefeated, but if not, we'll make it to a BCS bowl game. That would be a great season for us.
Now, Mario, it would be amazing if quarterback Keith Price could get back to his 2011 form and rebound off of a little bit of a lackluster year last year.
I'm a Keith Price fan. I believe in Keith Price. I believe the offensive line was a little new last year. He didn't have as much confidence in his receivers, although we do have Jenkins and Kason Williams. They're both going to be more experienced. The running game is going to be great this year. The line has time to gel. I think Keith is going to be just great and back to his year before form and even better. I think when it's all said and done, he'll be one of the top players in the country.
And, yeah, we're definitely looking forward to that. Mario, as far as Keith Price is concerned, had a great season in 2011. Of course, one of the upsets or one of the games that upset him was last year playing Boise State in the Las Vegas Bowl, having those interceptions. If he can, you know, correct those errors, there's no reason why he shouldn't have a great year.
No, there's no doubt about it. I think that Vegas Bowl was just, you know, kind of like icing on the cake for his season. It just didn't go his way the whole year, but Keith is a competitor, and he's already a great player. Confidence comes with more experience. I think he's seen a lot more of what they're going to throw at him. And he's confident in the people surrounding him. The year before, he was the underdog, so to speak, coming in, and he had confidence and poked and cursed and all the guys because they were upperclassmen. Well, now he's the upperclassman. He has confidence in his surroundings. And then, like I said before, the line is going to be a lot better than it was last year. He doesn't have to peak as much, so he'll be okay.
Yeah, and so you had mentioned Polk, the running back last year. This year they have Bishop Sankey. He rushed for 1,500 yards last year, so it's not like Price doesn't have the pieces in place to actually be successful.
Not at all. Williams, Jenkins, Sankey, and the line, and Sankey came on last year. So, like I said, Keith is coming in confident with his weapons around him. And he's going to do a great job. I predict that he'll be close to being the Pac-10 player of the year, especially when you have a running game like that. You can go ahead and let loose.
So, Mario, tell me this. You had mentioned a little bit earlier that you haven't had the chance to talk with the team. Do you believe that with the new stadium, the new feel going on, I know the Huskies want to get away from those 7-win seasons. Do you see that the coaching staff or the organization will reach out to some of the former greats such as yourself?
I don't know if they'll reach out to the former greats like that with what they got going on. I'm not sure about that. They will have us all in town for the Idaho State game, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of people that are coming to that first game since it's the opening of the season. But, you know, Coach Sark has done a great job from where we came from with, not to mention any names, but where we came from with Willingham and allowing the alumni to come around and be around and extending the invitation. So it's a lot better. And I don't think he really needs to. I just think they need to focus on them and getting the season going. The new stadium in itself will bring back a lot of old players to come there and see what's going on anyway.
Former Husky great wide receiver Mario Bailey joining us here on the Double with the Double S Express. And Mario, you've traveled around, obviously, major college football, seen a lot of different stadiums in your playing days. Is there a more gorgeous and pristine place for football than Husky Stadium on the shores of the lake?
Not on the planet Earth. It's the most beautiful stadium by far than any stadium we have in the world, whether it's no matter what sport it is, we're definitely number one, and we just took it to another level.
Mario, going back to your playing days, was there a victory over one team that gave you the most joy, the most satisfaction? Was it, you know, the Michigans in the Rose Bowl? Was it the Apple Cup rivalry? Or maybe one of the teams in California that was the one that you circled every single year and you had to get?
Well, the one that put us on the map and got the ball rolling would probably be SC my junior year, that we kicked their butts in Husky Stadium. That let us know because they had always been, we hadn't beat them in the first 2 years I'd been there, and they'd always been at the top of the ladder. So beating them let us know that we could do it. But going to Nebraska my senior year was the most gratifying and satisfying victory, because that really let us know that once we won that one, we figured we'd win the national championship.
Mario Bailey on the double with the Double S Express. Hey, Mario, I am so excited about this first game of the season, which I know that you'll be there in attendance. Man, there are some things that just bring a chill up your spine. And it's, of course, for you, catching the touchdowns or running out of the tunnel, whichever one it is, that air raid siren. And I don't care where you are, and you're mentioning, the best stadium in the world. There is nothing, and I mean nothing, like that air raid siren when there's success in Husky Stadium. Wouldn't you agree?
I would totally agree. That's one of those things that you have to experience. I was fortunate in my playing time that that thing rang every few minutes. So hopefully, hopefully this first game we get to hear a lot of it coming on our side of the ball.
Definitely, and I believe that against Boise State, I mean, I truly believe the Huskies should take care of business. The new Washington Huskies riding the ship, Coach Sarkisian getting these guys going. I'm predicting, somewhere between 9 and 10 wins. Of course, they have a tough road to hoe here with Oregon being ranked number 3 in the country. How do you think the Huskies will fare against the Oregon Ducks?
Well, I'm always going to say, you ask me that question, I'm always going to say we're going to get them. I feel like I'm confident every year. Oregon right now is the standard in the Pac-10. But I still remember Oregon is not even being mentioned before. So I'm hoping that we can take it back to those days. I know Mr. Knight over there takes good care of them and lets them get those top recruits and shoes and uniforms and stadiums. And that's kind of hard to compete with. But once we just got this new stadium, and once we get the ball rolling, I like the way our helmets and uniform are looking. Then we can just go play some football. I think this is our year to get it started back to the way it used to be.
Mario, what's going on with the Mario D. Bailey Foundation? Anything upcoming that you got going for the foundation?
No, not right now. The only thing we're going to have right now is going to be for Thanksgiving. We're going to feed the homeless again and get the ball rolling right after that to have a function every 3 or 4 months. So it's just the first year trying to get everything, all the paperwork, and get certified to be a 501c3. And to just get that stuff done. But after Thanksgiving, we should have it rolling.
Awesome. Always a bit of a chore to get through some of those first steps. But once you get over those hurdles, the sky's the limit for the good work that you're doing and have planned to do.
Thank you. That's how I feel about the Huskies. Once we get this ball rolling game one, we'll be okay.
Mario, thanks so much for your time tonight. It's a pleasure having you on for a second time. I do have one more question for you. Have you ever been to the Great Islands of Hawaii?
Yes, I have. I used to go once a year. My mom she worked for the airlines for 25 years, so we used to go to the Pro Bowl every year. And I enjoy it over there. I recently went to Maui about a year and a half ago.
Well, I ask you that because my co-host Sean Boyd is there right now for the very first time, dropping his son Devon off at Chaminade University, a full ride basketball scholarship.
Oh, yeah, we played at Chaminade in my high school years. We played a tournament there, so it's a great college. Congratulations,
yes.
Sean.
Well, thank you, man. I'm having fun over here and off the beaches of Waikiki and getting a chance to enjoy the sun. And, of course, to see a beautiful campus in Chaminade and my son getting a great education, can't be more excited.
Well, that's great stuff. Well, you enjoy it for us because we're sitting out here in the Seattle rain today. So have fun for us.
I will, man. Hey, thanks for being on the show once again and sharing that Husky pride. And, again, this weekend, the Huskies taking on Boise State. And, of course, we're predicting that the Dogs take care of business from beginning to the end. But thanks again for being on, Mario.
Hey, thank you, guys, and go Dogs. Woof.
All right.
There it is, a go Dogs from Mario Bailey, great wide receiver in the early 90s, a part of the co-national championship team. It's a shame I have to say co on the front end of that, but that's another story for another show.
Yeah, we need another two shows to go through that one, man. I cannot believe that they were the co-champions that year when they had sheer dominance on their side.
Yeah, East Coast bias all the way. All right. Special thanks to Mario Bailey for joining us again here on the Double with the Double S Express. The second time Mario's joined us and given us his insight on Husky football and the opening of the renovated stadium this weekend as they retake Montlake. All right, so, Sean, why don't you fill everybody in on what's coming up next?
So we've had a great first guest in Mario Bailey on the show. Guest number two coming back, Chaminade University head coach Eric Bevard. So keep it locked in. You're listening to the best sports talk on the Double with the Double S Express on BBS Radio.
What's my image?
What's my image?
At Images Barbershop and Styles, you get the best cut, the best design, and the best styles in the Sacramento area. Plus the affordable price, along with the fun, family-friendly atmosphere, you'll walk away with a look of satisfaction and the feeling of a new you. Do you have your image?
We have ours!
Images Barbershop and Styles, located at 10040 Bruceville Road, Elk Grove, California, Suite 140. For appointments, call 916-271-0218. That's Images Barbershop and Styles.
Who likes the inconvenience of car repairs? Not only do car repairs take time and money from you, but can you even trust your repair shop? Nate, Dave, and the team at Platinum Automotive Services in Tri-Cities, Washington are honest and trustworthy, and they take great care of your vehicle. From the basic oil change to full engine rebuilds, they do it all. Like the Platinum Automotive Services Facebook page for a shot at a free oil change. Platinum Automotive Services, platinum service without the platinum price.
Welcome back to On the Double with the Double S Express, Sean Wally and Sean Boyd.
Welcome back to On the Double with the Double S Express, Sean Wally alongside Sean Boyd, and we're going to jump out to the phone lines and bring in another big-time guest from Hawaii. I'm getting overloaded from the islands here tonight as Sean Boyd is there as well, as we reach out to Chaminade University head men's basketball coach Eric Bevard. Eric, how are you tonight?
Doing great, doing great. I don't know if I'm big time, but I am doing great.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely big time, coach, when you're on the Double with the Double S Express. But
all right,
some of the things that you are doing, congratulations, by the way, on becoming the head coach the second year, I believe, that you're with Chaminade University. Am I correct?
Yeah, going into the third season. Yeah,
going into the third season.
Yeah,
and so some great things happening. Of course, last year, the team going to the PacWest tournament and actually surprising a lot of people this last year. What is the expectations for the team this year?
Oh, I always have high expectations. I think it starts with the coach, and when the student athletes see that, hey, coach, he has high expectations for us, then, you know, they've got a lofty goal. We have lofty goals for them to reach, and we set the bar high. You know, last year we made it to the NCAA tournament.
We beat Texas on national television in the EA Sports Maui Invitational. We made it to our first ever conference tournament championship. And, you know, that's just what I'm used to. So we need to keep it rolling.
Definitely. And I believe there was a span during the season to where I believe you guys ripped off, what, 12 in a row, 15 to 17? Is that correct?
Yeah, I think we were 12. I think we closed out the regular season conference play with a 12-1 stretch, which was huge. It helped get us into the NCAA tournament, and you know this is one of the toughest regions in the country for NCAA Division II basketball. There's some great talent across the region, and so it's highly competitive. You have to win if you want to get in.
Definitely, and of course, finishing the season in the conference 14-4, that was an excellent feat for the team. Now, you coming from West Liberty, and I believe that's in West Virginia, you had the team clicking on all cylinders there at West Virginia. I believe they're ranked number one in the country at one point in Division II. Tell us a little bit about the philosophy at West Liberty.
Yeah, we had a great run. Actually, that's where I began my college playing career. Must be, what, 15, 16 years ago, and in Wheeling, West Virginia, Division II West Liberty University. And I was fortunate enough to come back and as the first assistant coach, and had 7 great years to begin my college coaching career. And we had a great run, and they still have a great run going on. We had the winningest program in all of NCAA basketball, percentage-wise. We won more than the Dukes and the Kansases and everybody. And the most unique thing about it is we played a very, very unique style of basketball. We led the nation in a variety of statistics, but we led the nation in scoring 6 out of the 7 years I was there. And I think they're up to head coach Jim Crutchfield, who's still there. He's up to like 9 out of the past 10 years. So we implemented a system there that was very, very exciting. And I'm trying to get it installed here at Chaminade, going into my 3rd year. This is really excited about this year's team, because this is for the first time, these are all my recruits. You know, when you inherit a college program, you usually, you know, you inherit some kids that are already there on scholarship. And we had some great players. I had to adjust my coaching philosophy, and, you know, we had some really good bigger guys, and we tried to pound the ball into them and, you know, just change just to try to win games. But excited about this year. Every kid on the team this year, all 16 players are kids that were hand-selected by me. So really looking forward to it.
Coach, when you talk about the recruits, of course, one of them being Sean's son, Devon Boyd, what do you look for in a basketball player? And then a little more specifically, if you could, what do you like about Devon Boyd's game?
Yeah, you know, I watched him play. I didn't get a chance to see him play live, but, you know, when you're living in Hawaii, you got to do a lot of stuff online and through YouTube and DVDs and all that. I wish I could fly out and watch all these recruits play, but not quite that size of recruiting budget. But, you know, hey, we're able to watch online and do all that kind of stuff with technology the way it is today. And when I watched him, he definitely has the athleticism to play at this level. He, you know, he's 6'1". He can jump out of the gym. He's got a good handle of the ball. He's got a nice-looking shot. You know, I think he's got the potential to be a really good player. He, you know, unfortunately had an injury in his senior year. I think that kind of would have, you know, really, really helped his progression as a basketball player, because he was playing behind some guys at Sac High there for, you know, 10th grader and 11th grader and so forth. And this was his time to really, really shine. And he played some games. The one game I watched, I think he had 37 points versus one of the top teams in California. So he's got skills. We have a lot of players here that are really, really good. I'm just anxious to see them all play together and see how this all sorts out.
Coach, how does Hawaii help you, and does it hurt you at all, only because it's so far away from, you know, the continental U.S.?
Yeah, it's there's pros and cons to both. As parents and, you know, people our age and so forth, we look at it, yeah, I'm on the next flight to Hawaii. I'll go to school over there, no doubt. But the problem I'm running into is, especially I have strong Midwest connections from where I'm from, and, you know, that's kids I've recruited all my life. And I'm finding out that especially Midwest to East Coast guys, you know, coming out of high school, Americans are really, really attached to their hometowns, and kids have a hard time at 18, 19 years old packing up their bags and going to Hawaii. They can't drive home, you know. It's a flight to go everywhere, and even though it is paradise over here and the weather's absolutely perfect, they have a tough time. So I've had to adjust my recruiting. You know, we've picked up, luckily, California kids typically and international kids are usually willing to come. They know they're, you know, especially in California, you're basically a five-hour flight away, which isn't too bad. And but, you know, we've adjusted. We bring in a mixture of guys from Division One transfers to junior college guys to high school guys. I think it's important to bring in a mix so you're not having a completely new team every year. You have some guys with experience, but it's been interesting. We're a global basketball team. We got a guy from Switzerland. We've had guys from Africa. We have guys from Australia, Serbia, Taiwan. We even imported one from Detroit that's really good. So we're excited about that.
and you know, Coach, it doesn't get any more foreign than Detroit.
Yeah, that's right. Man, Lee Bailey, he's actually going to be a junior for us. He's a heck of a player from Detroit Country Day. He's going into his third season here. He was freshman of the year, and he just loves it. It's amazing to see his transition of a kid from Detroit to, next thing I know, he's hanging out with a Samoan club, and he's down there surfing. And yeah, I don't think he'll ever leave these islands. He loves it.
Well, it's definitely paradise. I can tell you firsthand from being here. I love it, you know, being on the beaches of Waikiki and of course being at a great campus such as Chaminade University, and you know, I appreciate you for recruiting my son.
Well, thank you.
And so, Coach, so last year finishing strong and being in the NCAA tournament, Grand Canyon is no longer in the conference. Do you see any other teams that should be coming up, such as maybe a Dixie State, or do you see another team coming up, or where do you see Chaminade finishing in the Pac West?
Well, I mean, obviously, I'm always going to predict we finish first. I mean, that's my goal. That should be our guys' goal. That should be everybody's goal. If you settle for anything else in your goals, then you're just, you know, it's just a waste of time, in my opinion. But I think we have the capabilities to. We're definitely going to finish in the top. There's no doubt in my mind we should be up there. But we have added some really, really good teams to this conference. This conference is it has really expanded. We have some great programs. They're in transition from NAI. You know, there was a ton of California NAI schools that were really good, and most of them are in transition to NCAA Division II now. And we have a few of them, you know, starting off with Cal Baptist. Azusa Pacific has been a national power in NAI. Fresno Pacific, also a national power. You know, these are teams that aren't that maybe well known through the NCAA circuit, but people in the basketball world know, man, they make it to national championships in NAI. And NAI was no joke, especially, you know, years ago when there was a ton of teams in it, but most people are trying to transition out of it. And, so we have some tough teams. Dixie State will be good. We are losing Grand Canyon. That has been really good. But we've got 13 really, really good teams in this conference. And on any given night, anybody could beat anybody.
It seems to me, Coach, that, you know, it's very tough to fill the shoes of one DeAndre Haskins, who graduated. Of course, Dominic Cooks graduated as well. How do you fill those voids coming in to this upcoming season?
Yeah, I mean, actually, we lost four starting seniors. Wally Koulibaly from Mali, actually a little rhyme there, but and Dominique Cooks and DeAndre and a really good player, Benny Murray he's actually from the San Francisco area, from Fairfield High School. We lost four really good seniors. It was a joy to coach them because I had them for 2 years, and they knew exactly what I wanted. And, you know, their senior year, they were able to go out there on the court and do it. This year I have 11 new players out of our 16 roster team, and I'm gonna have to work this year. I know that. I'm going to have to really buckle down and do some coaching. We think we brought in a great mix of guys. After a few weeks, I'll probably have a better feel of who's stepping into the forefront and stuff like that. But obviously, we brought in one player that he should be in there, a kid from Florida Gulf Coast, Christoph Varadel. He was a good player on their national, tournament run. He was a very key player to help them win some of the. He wasn't doing any of the dunking, but he was doing the 3-point shooting and driving and stuff. He's a good player. He has 1 year left, and so he should be really good. We'll see. We got great talent that came. This is, I think, my best recruiting class ever. So we should see. We'll just see.
Head coach of men's basketball at Chaminade University, Eric Bovaird, kind enough to join us here on the Double with the Double S Express. And coach, for those that don't know you and your philosophy, are you more of an offensive-minded coach or more defensive? Or obviously you have to mix the two, but how do you consider yourself?
Well, I think everybody that knows me would say offense, because as a player, that was the main part of my game. I think I finished second in the country and fifth in the country in scoring, and so most people all know me for scoring. But and we do score a lot of points, and we always have in my career. But the thing that is misrepresented sometimes is the fact that it's our defense the majority of the times that spurs on our offense. We're going to play a full court pressure defense that we've always played, and when you watch our games, it should almost seem like just some chaos going on, people flying up and down. We try to get really good at transition basketball, and then the key is to force everybody else to play it, and hopefully, you've got a better team at the time.
Coach, one of the things that I noticed with the philosophy that you're saying is over time, the young men seem to know exactly where each other are on the floor. And so it doesn't matter the substitution or who's in the game at a given moment. It doesn't matter if you're playing with the bigs or you're playing small ball. The guys know where each other are on the floor. Is that something that is practiced from the beginning, and is it perfected in the beginning, or does it take a little bit of time to get used to?
Oh, it definitely takes a lot. It takes time, and it takes a lot of times me saying, look, right there, he was open. Throw it to the open guy. Make the simple pass to the open guy. It's stuff we work on every day. The thing I like about our system, and I think if you're a high school kid coming out or a junior college kid, I think this is the best system to play in, because I give the kids a lot of freedom to create things, especially on the offensive end. And, within that mix, kids usually gravitate towards what they do good. They're the best thing, the best attributes about their game, and they gravitate. And then, they're put through thousands of situations, and they kind of figure out the things they do well, and all the other guys on the team recognize that too. And, so we're not a grinded out half court team where every kid has a specific role and you post up and you stand on the wing, and we don't do that. All five guys on our court basically play the same position. I'm looking for very versatile players that can guard a wide variety of players and have the other team not be able to guard them, and so we're very unique. So I, you know, it's an exciting way to play. It's the way I would want to play as a player. It's the way most kids, you know, it's hard to find really good post players nowadays anyway. Every 6'8" guy, they consider themselves a three. They're a three man. They don't even consider them a five, you know. They don't
That's
want
right.
to be considered. They're a forward or a wing or something. So that's kind of what we are.
Coach, when you look at your schedule, it seems to be a decent balance in terms of not who you play, but the home and away. You get a cluster of games at home, 5, 6, 7 in a row, and then you head on out to the continental U.S., a lot in California. Your farthest trip is to Utah. So it appears from the outside that that's a decent balance of, you know, yes, we play a lot at home, but then when we're on the road, we stay there for week and a half, 2 weeks, and get those games in before we have to make the long haul back.
Yeah, you're exactly right. First of all, you know, we have the thing I like and the thing that was challenging about me accepting this position is year in, year out, we play the number one toughest schedule in Division II basketball. And, you know, that's something I like. Believe me, I have got tons of schools calling me all the time wanting to come over and play. And there's a lot of schools I turn down. I want to play the best competition. The Maui Invitational was a huge sell to me. Hey, I didn't get recruited by Carolina and Duke and people like that, but I sure would like to play against them, you know. So that's very exciting in itself. And I always try to throw in a game versus the University of Hawaii. So we play four NCAA Division II power teams. And I don't think there's any other Division II programs that can say that, especially having games on ESPN like we do. And then we throw in a good mix. I think we have a great destination conference, you know, great places like San Francisco, and then we go to L.A., and then we'll go to San Diego, and, you know, even St. George, Utah. And we used to go to Phoenix when Grand Canyon was there. But yeah, our guys get to see a lot of very unique places, and it's exciting. You know, there's three other Division II teams on the islands over here, so we don't have to make a lot of road trips. We usually make two big mainland road trips. We'll play four games, and those teams will come back and play all of us. And I think it's a good mix. It's really nice.
Coach, last one from me. Appreciate your time tonight. Just want to let you know that I'm trying to steer Mr. Devon Boyd in the right direction, and I have told him B squared, books and basketball while he's in Hawaii, and that is it, books and basketball.
Yeah, I'm trying to. It's there's a lot of beautiful sights around here, and not just the mountains. But this is a great place to be. So we'll stay on him pretty hard. He's a good student. He should fit in well. He'll be fine.
Wow. Yeah. You know, with the both of you helping, I mean, we all know that it takes a village to raise a child, and you know, I couldn't have two better people to do that than you guys. And
yeah,
so I appreciate the both of you.
Well, thank you. I have great assistant coaches, and they've got a great support staff around here. Teachers are awesome, and there's just so many people that are so friendly. Hey, we're in the happiest state in the United States. Everybody's happy here.
That's right.
It's fun.
How could you not be?
Yes.
So, Coach, going to Maui in November, it seems like I believe you'd mentioned knocking off Oklahoma a few years ago. Of course, last year, knocking off Texas. Is it coincidence that you're playing another Big 12 team in Baylor to start out the Maui Classic or the Maui Invitational?
No, I don't think so. Maybe, though. Maybe. I actually don't do the scheduling. I actually talked to the guy, Coach Dave Odom, was a great coach for South Carolina and Wake Forest. He's our chairman of the Maui Invitational Committee and so forth. So he goes out and reaches the teams. And I think it's more the fact that, hey, you know, I mean, I believe he even called Syracuse and people like that. They want to check and see if they want to play a Division II team. And, you know, no discredit to any of them, but some of them just don't want to, you know. One, it doesn't help on their RPI. It's a game that, you know, doesn't help them at all get into the NCAA tournament. It's only a game that they could you know, lose and make the headline of SportsCenter. So a lot of people, I would shy away too. I really would. Too many, there's too many good Division II teams out there. If you look through the past, the number of teams that have beat good Division I teams, there's a ton of games. And I don't think there's a lot of people begging to play us, I can tell you that.
No, especially if you go back to, I believe it was 1972, am I correct? 82. I'm sorry, Coach. 82, that's right, with Ralph Sampson, the Virginia Cavaliers coming over and taking an L to the Silver Swords. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, it's tough to reach out to a Division II team and not expect to lose.
Yeah, we're known across the country as the Giant Killers, and we're most famous, obviously, for that game in 1982. I don't think a week has gone by since I've moved to Hawaii that somebody hasn't brought that game up to me. So it means a lot to a lot of people. I'll be walking down the street with a Chaminade shirt on in Waikiki, and some random person will just stop me and say, "Hey, is that the school that beat Virginia?" And usually I love to play the game. I'm like, no, I don't know. I've never heard of that. Can you tell me about it? So they always love to just tell me where they were when Chaminade beat Virginia. But Chaminade has had a lot of great wins. I think they're up to 10 Division I victories over, you know, since 1982 or something. I saw it on a guy's hat one time, and there were some great teams on there, Louisville's and, you know, and all kinds of teams. So, yeah, hopefully we can continue it on. I know Baylor won't take us lightly. I know if we're going to play Gonzaga or Dayton in the second round, I know they won't take us lightly. We just have to go out there and take it. So we'll see.
Well, yeah, well, Coach, we're definitely wishing you the best of luck this season. Of course, an invested interest for myself. And, you know, I believe that you're going to do some awesome things, no doubt about it. And so we appreciate you being on the show.
Yeah, anytime, guys. I enjoyed it.
Awesome, Coach. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
There goes Chaminade University men's basketball coach Eric Bovaird joining us here on the Double with the Double S Express as we get set to talk a little bit more what's going on in the sports world and wrap up show number 16 coming up after this. You're listening to On the Double with the Double S Express.
What's my image?
What's my image?
What's my image?
At Images Barbershop and Styles, you get the best cut, the best design, and the best styles in the Sacramento area. Plus the affordable price, along with the fun, family-friendly atmosphere, you'll walk away with a look of satisfaction and the feeling of a new you. Do you have your image?
We have ours!
Images Barbershop and Styles, located at 10040 Bruceville Road, Elk Grove, California, Suite 140. For appointments, call 916-271-0218. That's Images Barbershop and Styles.
Who likes the inconvenience of car repairs? Not only do car repairs take time and money from you, but can you even trust your repair shop? Nate, Dave, and the team at Platinum Automotive Services in Tri-Cities, Washington are honest and trustworthy, and they take great care of your vehicle. From the basic oil change to full engine rebuilds, they do it all. Like the Platinum Automotive Services Facebook page for a shot at a free oil change. Platinum Automotive Services. Platinum service without the platinum price.
Welcome back to On the Double with the Double S Express, Sean Wally and Sean Boyd.
Welcome back to On the Double with the Double S Express. Sean Wally alongside Sean Boyd, who, as you can tell, is near the beach. Probably moved out at the end of the show, probably walking on the beach. Sean Boyd is live in Hawaii.
Oh, man, let me come back out from off the shore here. Man, what an awesome time here in Honolulu, I can tell you, man. The surf, the waves, the trade winds coming in, it couldn't be it's paradise all around, Mr. Wally.
It's a tough spot to be in, but I guess somebody has to do it.
Yeah, somebody has to do it, and it might as well be me.
Are you going to come back to the States refreshed,
yes,
revigorated, ready to go?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, it's been a great time here in Honolulu again, you know, getting a chance to be at orientation with my son and, you know, heading back. Yeah, I should be refreshed and rejuvenated and having some more great shows.
Now, tell me how excited in anticipation you and your wife, Denise, and all the friends and family in the Sacramento, San Francisco Bay Area are for when Chaminade flies to California and you watch your son play college basketball.
Yeah, so that will be in January, in the middle of January, so definitely mark that on your calendars. And, of course, we'll be letting you know what those days are. And come on out and support the Chaminade Silver Swords, one of the nation's finest.
You know, one minor detail I'd like to touch on before we get out of here for show number 16. A Northwest tie. Former Washington State quarterback Jeff Toole is going to start week one for the Buffalo Bills. He is the first undrafted quarterback to start week one in the modern NFL era.
Yeah, I'm glad you shifted gears there. Yeah, the Bills are definitely in a flux, if you will, as far as quarterbacks are concerned. So I'm excited about Tool. Whoa, that water's... Sorry about that. The Tool coming in and playing is something that the Bills need with, of course, the E.J. Manuel being hurt, just had surgery. And, of course, Kevin Kolb with a concussion, and it sounds like a career-ending concussion. Tool should do a really good job for the Bills in starting out the season.
Just an amazing thing that he's going to go down in the record books as the first undrafted quarterback to start NFL week number one. That's a great thing for former Cougar Jeff Tool. Now, Sean, I don't want you getting too close to that water, having any issues with the the headset or the electronics you got going for the broadcast.
Yeah.
I want you to
take
a couple steps away.
You were mentioning quarterbacks, and being here at Chaminade, of course, there is a prestigious high school, St. Louis High School, that is right next to Chaminade University, to where one Jason Gesser went to high school.
And friend of the program.
Yeah, definite friend of the program. And, of course, the starting quarterback for the Oregon Ducks this year is also from St. Louis High School here in Honolulu.
A hotbed for quarterbacks not far from where you are and at Chaminade University right next door.
Yes. So, you know, speaking of quarterbacks, the New York Jets are having a tough time trying to figure out who's going to be their starting quarterback. And is it a huge mess going on over there with Rex Ryan?
Oh, Rex Ryan is just a big top circus. I mean, he's always been a guy of drama, and I don't know if you read or saw what he did over the weekend with the media, but he turned his back and told everybody to ask questions to his back. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, the fun never ceases in New York. Of course, 10 years ago around this time, Herm Edwards was having his famous meltdown, if you play to win the games. And so, the fun never ceases in New York, and definite turmoil as well.
Sean Wally alongside Sean Boyd from the shores of Hawaii. That is one Sean Boyd, of course. I am not that lucky to be in paradise right now as we wrap up show number 16 on the Double with the Double S Express. We've had big-time guest, Mario Bailey, former University of Washington wide receiver, great, talking about the Boise State Husky matchup Saturday at the newly renovated Husky Stadium. And then, of course, big-time guest number two, Chaminade University men's basketball head coach, Eric Bovaird.
Yeah, you know, and again, always a fun time to be on the show and to have such great guests. Mario Bailey giving his intake and his input on what's about to happen this weekend. The University of Washington, those dogs going in and taking care of business against Boise State. And, of course, head coach Eric Bovaird of Chaminade University. You know, coach is so awesome. I mean, he's so modest as far as what he's done in productivity for this great program and who he was as a player. Of course, he at West Liberty University as well, he averaged about 27 points a game. I mean, that is incredible. So, I mean, something tells me he was shooting the lights out and he was dialed in all over the court. Also,
absolutely. Coach was very insightful and very humble as well, and he's doing great things at Chaminade. Looks to guide Devon Boyd in the right direction.
Yeah, you know, not just Devon, but the whole team. You know, getting a chance to be around the team. You know, the guys have gelled so quickly, and it's so great to see, you know, that there are new pieces being put in place, and the team just comes together in an instant, and they love each other, and it looks like they'll, you know, go to battle and fight till the end.
That's the voice of Sean Boyd from Hawaii, who's got his water wings on. He's set to build a sandcastle as we wrap up show number 16 here on the Double with the Double S Express. Sean Boyd, take us out from Hawaii.
Well, hey, it's been a great show. And as you can hear the waves coming in, I just wish that all of you will have great paradise and huge wishes and dreams as well. It's been a great show. For Sean Wally, I'm Sean Boyd, the Double S Express. And, of course, our great statistician and engineer, Don Newsom. We look forward to seeing you next week. Have a good evening.
Thanks for listening to On the Double with the Double S Express. Join us next Monday for some more great sports talk and big-time guests. On the Double with the Double S Express.